This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you from the palatial part of Austin, Texas, where hopefully there's no crime going out of control and no blocks being taken over, is the editor-in-chief at the truthaboutguns.com. He is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We were discussing what we were going to do, and so I said, where do you want to start? And he said, let's start with the bringer of light.
You know, as he spent 8 years bringing peace to the world, working to drop the level of the oceans and to just make the world a much better place, what else is there to do but to opine on things that you didn't accomplish during your presidency?
Right.
That seems to be what's on the mind of President Obama these days.
Well, you know, he did cry in the Rose Garden when he didn't get universal background checks, when he thought he had the wind at his back.
He didn't have the wind at his back, but what he did, which we all thanked him for at the time and we did in print, was he put the one man in charge of passing gun control who everyone knew could never get gun control passed. Who was that? Joe Biden.
Our current president.
Joe Biden, a guy who has never really gotten anything done in his entire life. Ignore what he says, ignore what he talks about, the things he's voted on, how he's the guy who passed the 94 assault weapons ban. Joe Biden has never been on the right side of any issue in his life, and he's never really accomplished anything significant either. And he certainly wasn't the man to push universal background checks
right
over the line during the Obama administration. So thank you, President Obama, for putting Uncle Joe back when he had all his faculties about him. Even then, he wasn't up to the job.
Didn't Joe give out some advice during that time, where, you know, just get a shotgun, you know, a couple blasts in there, shoot through the door? Didn't some people actually do that?
People have done that. I don't know if they did it as a result of his advice, but people have done that kind of thing before, and they've usually wound up in trouble for it because it's colossally bad advice in just about any situation. So, yeah.
I remember when that advisor, just get a shotgun.
Yeah.
And I guess in a lot of ways, shotguns are fair weapons, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Totally.
However,
the question is, they're a good weapon.
Yeah.
The question is, how do you use it?
Yeah. You know, so with most shotguns, like the shotgun that Joe likes is a side-by-side. I presume, just listen to the way he talks. So you have two rounds on tap. Boom, boom. Then if you're really good and you're British and you know how to reload that really fast, well, you might be able to stay in the fight, but you probably, things are going to get exciting for you in that reload.
Yeah, he had two angles of attack, really. The first was either just, think there's some bad guy on the other side of the door, you just shoot blindly through your door,
right,
and hope you hit the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he suggested that when he's out of town, he suggested that Dr. Jill grab the old side-by-side, go out on the deck and launch a couple volleys in the air to scare away the bad guys.
Yeah.
Because that works every time.
Every time. Works with me. I hate when they're firing shotgun blasts in the air when I'm trying to break in. then from there you go to the pump, which meant four to seven, which that's better than two. And you go to the semi-automatic, which is 4-7. And by the time with a good semi-automatic shotgun and with some good, really good pump shotguns, you're now in the price range of a good AR-15.
Oh, you pretty much are. Yeah.
Less recoil, 30 rounds on tap.
Yeah, you are. 30 rounds and much less recoil.
Yeah.
A little generally more maneuverable.
Yeah.
A little lower weight. They're a very good option. But it seems that the bitter clingers are still preying and weighing on the mind of Barack Obama.
Well, you know,
that's
that,
why he's
here's the thing. Here's the thing with all of these. First of all, everything they come at us with has gloom and doom built into it.
Always
gloom and doom, and if we do not give in to, you know, whether it's climate change and guns or, you know, cars, they don't want us to live in houses. They're always wanting to herd us into one little enclosure in a big city, in a vertical city.
Without a
gas stove, because we can't have natural gas. We can't have, you know, the electric cars. You can't build enough of an electric grid right now. There's not enough stuff in the world right now today to mine enough stuff to actually take and make wind and solar so big and ubiquitous. It's just the materials. First of all, if we dug it all up, we're going to destroy the earth just doing that. All these things that they want us to do always involve us giving up some sort of liberty or right. Some of these things are beginning to show in certain cases.
More and more often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And they always want us to do it. And they have these utopian ideals that they want us all to live up to. And, you know, so it always means, stoves that don't work as well, dishwashers that don't clean as well, washing machines that don't get your clothes all the way clean.
Sure.
Light bulbs that don't light as fast or last as long. Oh, well, that's getting better, I got to say. Yeah. The LEDs are getting
stuff
in the right direction.
But, I mean, the biggest thing is, like, with some of the smart guns, like the BioFire, for example, they also have lithium-ion batteries. Lithium-ion batteries are the first generation of batteries for all of these things, and they're very, very volatile. And they deteriorate as time goes on, and they're very, very expensive, and some child in the Congo is digging all this stuff up for you in the first place. So
that's definitely the case. Yeah. We do run about 80% of our electrical grid on coal or either coal or gas or oil. So basically your BioFire gun is going to be coal powered.
Yes. If it works.
People aren't going to want to use.
If it works.
If it works. People aren't going to want to use a smart gun because it's going to make the seas rise and it's going to swamp Barack Obama's home and Martha's Vineyard. We can't have this.
Well, now that I know that, I definitely want one. If it's on. Hang on for me, if you will. This article is at the front of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thetruthaboutguns.com is a constantly, it'll recycle once or twice while we're talking about it right now. This is where you find the latest in the gun culture. And when I say the gun culture, what I'm talking about is everything. I'm talking about politics. I'm talking about gear reviews. I'm talking about first-timers with guns. Whatever it is, whatever's going on, they are on top of it. You can find them at thetruthaboutguns.com. There, Dan and his team of writers and contributors throw content at you all day long. It is truly a beautiful thing to see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking with Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And, well, to be honest with you, I think what we're going to do now is we're going to go and we're going to switch and go to Serbia. Well, you know what? Since it just posted, let's look at this. I just went back and I'm looking at it. Let's talk about this Florida representative who looks like, he does not look like the kind of guy I'd want to hang out with to begin with. He's sort of an interesting looking dude. He looks strange. He looks strange. What is the I can't remember. What do they call the kind of animation from Toy Story? He looks like the kid that, burns all the toys in Toy Story.
Sid. Yeah.
Sid. He looks like Sid the kid. Okay, anyway. Well, what is his name? His name is Jared Moskowitz.
Representative Jared Moskowitz, Democrat of Florida.
Yeah.
And he's got a brilliant new idea to bring gun safety to the nation. Let's outlaw semi-automatic sales to everyone in the country who isn't at least 25 years old.
And what exactly is it empirically that we know that a 25-year-old is better at than anybody that's, say, 24 to 18 who could buy one of those right now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe he looked at the rental car industry and he thought that, you know, they won't let anybody under 25 rent a car.
Right.
So it's probably a good idea not to let people buy a gun. The only thing is, while any gun politicians and advocates love to compare the rules of gun ownership to the rules of car ownership and the hoops you have to go through for each, we'll say it one more time for everybody out there. There is no right to drive a car. There's no right to rent a car.
Right.
But it's laid out right there in the Second Amendment. We do have a right to own guns. I started this out with a few terms that came up immediately to mind for what Representative Moskowitz is doing here. I call it gun control theater, performative complophobia, threats and circuses for the anti-gun industry, because that's really all he's doing here. This bill is, of course, going nowhere. It's a GOP-controlled House. They're not about to pass this. He knows that. What he also knows is that courts across the country in various circuits are now striking down laws that prevent gun sales to people under 21, adults under 21, or 18, 19, or 20 years old. So in a post-Bruin world, there is literally no justifiable, supportable constitution justification for banning gun sales to anyone who is not a minor and hasn't committed a crime, you know, disqualifying crime or committed to a mental hospital or something.
Right.
He knows that. He knows this thing doesn't have a prayer, but he gets to send an email blast to all his constituents back home in Florida and show everybody how anti-gun he is and how much he wants to save lives. And he'll get plenty of press from the people back home, maybe a little national press. All the folks that the Brady campaign and the moms and Giffords, all the rest of the gang at the Trace, I'm sure, will be touting what he's doing here and what good sense it makes. And then when nothing comes of it, they'll wring their hands and they'll clutch their pearls and decry all the horrible politicians who were in the pockets of the NRA failed to support this common sense gun control measure. Have I forgotten anything?
No, I don't know. Is he one of the ones that still thinks the NRA is a big thing?
I don't know, but that just is the knee-jerk reaction to anybody who fails to vote for a gun control bill. They're always, quote-unquote, in the pocket of the NRA. They're always said to be. And we should also point out that Representative Moskowitz was a former student at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. I don't believe he was there when the shooting occurred. I think he's older than that. But he makes a point of pointing that out in the press release he issued when he introduced this bill.
Right. Now, so what is the... See, here's the thing. This is the thing whenever I am looking... Whenever these guys propose another gun control bill, what exactly is this going to do? And how? What are we expecting to impact? Does this mean that he thinks that somebody can't get a hold of a gun if they need a gun to do a rampage killing or whatever it is? Or does that mean that they think that this is the only way these kind of things occur is with a gun?
You know, he of course doesn't lay any of this out, and I'm not going to try to psychoanalyze him, but I'm thinking that he's looking around at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and the shooter in Nashville. Although that person, I think, is 28 years old.
Right.
I can't remember. Anyway, there's a couple of younger adults who legally bought semi-automatic firearms, either rifles or handguns, and used them in high-profile shooting.
Right.
So he figures, okay, they're younger. Let's cut it off at 25. And I think he just drew that line completely arbitrarily. I don't think there's any basis for that.
I guess my biggest question would be, do these fools not understand what the Bruin decision meant? Do they not get it?
I'm sure he's well aware of the Bruin decision, and I think he knows that his bill is doomed, but again, it's just gun control theater meant to stir things up.
But, and which part of Florida is this guy from? I didn't realize that there was a leftist part of Florida that would elect him.
Oh, there absolutely is. Broward County has long been a Democrat, anti-gun stronghold. I don't know if he still lives there, but he obviously did go to school there. So I'm not sure what part of the state he represents now, but, you know, the Florida certainly has Democrats in their House delegation as well as Republicans. So.
Well,
they are there.
I guess so. I guess so. We've got our own share of them right now. There's a, you know, the we're in special session right now in the State House of South Carolina, and I talked to one senator on text today, and he's like, well, it might get scuttled by a couple of if they filibuster it.
So we're talking about open carry or permitless?
Permitless carry, yeah. So
permitless,
yeah. So I think each state has their own little leftist little center out there right now.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. Anyway, and I just got 100%. Something. As I'm talking to you, I just got an email from the NRA saying, urgent. I'll have to look at that. This article is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is the latest one that just flashed up there. Like I said, this site will probably recycle another time while we're here. It will, it's constantly the latest thing in the gun culture. Well worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of a potential stock market crash and widespread suffering if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling by June.
A U.S. default would generate an economic and financial catastrophe.
She said payments from the federal government would likely go unpaid. At the White House this afternoon, President Biden and congressional leaders sat down to discuss raising the debt limit. After the meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said both sides are still very far apart. President Biden is canceling his trip to Australia and Papua New Guinea due to the debt crisis. Parents in New York City are upset that Mayor Eric Adams is turning school gyms into housing for migrants. Adams says there's no more room at shelters, and he's trying to accommodate the increasing numbers of migrants flooding into his city. But parents say the problem is not solved by putting students at risk. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman. And in the break, we were just talking about we both have a new affinity. How did you discover the FM 509? What took you down that path?
Oh gosh, I was lucky enough to be invited to the rollout when they first introduced the 509 years ago at SHOT. They before it was the FNS. Was their 9mm striker fire, and then went to the 509. So I've been aware of it and shooting it for a while. But yeah, I recently got a FN 509 Tactical, the compact version, and it is just the fantastic gun I have.
Right,
I really love that gun. And one of the things I love the best about 509, besides that it's just really well made and tough as nails, is they have one of the best optics mounting system in the world. I think they do have the best optics mounting system.
The MRD.
Yeah, exactly. When you buy their optics ready model of their gun, it comes with all the hardware you need to mount any red dot sight you own, whether it's RMSC, whether it's RMR, whether it's a SIG, whether it's a Holosun, whatever your footprint, they've got the hardware in the box when you buy it to do it, to get it. And I have other pistols, some of which I like a whole lot, but they don't. Some of them come with, obviously they come with one default mount. Some of them come with no mount, even though it's a slides grilled, but you have to buy a plate, whatever red dot you use, you have to buy the plate to mount your red dot. It doesn't come with any default mounting system. So, anyway, I love the FN 509 Tactical. Carried it the other day.
So, when you say the compact, what? So, I have the full-size grip Tactical.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened?
Yeah, this is the compact is, you know, again, think of GLAC 17 versus GLAC 19. 19 is technically a compact.
Okay.
15 plus 1. This is the same size in the FN.
So here's what happened. Maybe about a year and a half ago, I get these three guns that I'm going to go take and shoot at you at range to do a YouTube video of. One of them is the Walther PDP full size, FN 509, I guess the compact version, and a Chambers custom gun that was actually part of a matched set between Knight's Armament and Chambers Custom. So the Chambers custom gun was a $10,000 handgun.
Yeah.
Very, very massaged, compensated. When you pulled the trigger on it, you were just aware of a minor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't suppressed. I mean, it was just so massaged. So any gun compared to those guns, that gun that day was going to shoot snappy. So right after I did the review, I got rid of the 509 and I got rid of the PDP. And I got to thinking about it a little while later, and I was like, wow, that was dumb. That was dumb. That was a dumb thing for me to do. So then I went out and I got another Walther PDP and I got an FN 509. So I shot the 509 and I was slightly impressed with it, but I wasn't really doing anything with it, right? So then somebody said, well, do the FN 509 versus the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0.
Right.
So I got both guns. Both guns would fit. I've got this one leather holster, this one inside the waistband holster. I don't remember by who. It would fit in both of these. Both guns would fit in this. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this from undercover, from, you know, concealed, from concealment. So I ran both of those guns, and I was amazed at what I could do with the 509.
Yeah, it's just a great gun. Costs a little bit more than some of the competitive ones, but again, it comes with all that hardware, and it's just really well made. FN has great customer service if you should ever need it. Know the people there, great to deal with. I can't say enough good things about FN.
Well, I liked it so much. The very next day, I took the FN. I had a standard FN. I took the standard FN and the standard M&P 2.0, and I went and I traded it on the FN full-size tactical.
Oh, yeah. Great gun.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's going to be what I carry.
Yeah, especially with the full-size tactical, and you've got the threaded barrel, you've got the suppressor height sights, the night sights,
yep.
Tritium, and just love it. And plus, I think it comes with a 24-round magazine.
Yeah, mine came with three of them.
A
17-round magazine, three 24-rounders.
Yeah, they do not scrimp. So, yeah, you're paying a little more for the gun. That's because it comes, you know, what would you pay for those magazines separately? $40 a piece, something like that.
Oh, at least.
And again, you're getting all the optic mounting stuff. It's all there in the box. So, apples to apples, it's pretty much the same price or close enough to it, and they're just great guns.
Well, and there was enough left that, you know, the trigger is sort of underwhelming. But when I called,
people have said that about their triggers.
Yeah. So I called Steve Fisher, who likes FN 509s. I said, what do you do about your FN 509 triggers? He said, nothing. I just shoot them.
Yeah, you just wear them in.
Just wear them in.
Yeah.
And the tactical has a little bit better trigger, although at some point I will probably be looking for a straight trigger of some persuasion.
Yeah. I'm sure the folks over at Apex or Timney or something will have something.
I would love it if Timney had one, because Timney, on my Terran Tactical, I have a Timney trigger, and that's as close to a single action trigger as you're going to find in an honest striker fired gun with that pistol. So,
yeah, I'm a big fan of the Timney trigger. I shot their flat trigger on a Glock 19 one time, and that's just a world of difference.
So absolutely, it's a great trigger. So, but I'm curious, because I'm beginning to hear more and more people talk about the 509. When I did the video about the PDP, I got more views on the PDP than I did on the take two of the 509.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, I kind of think the 509 should be the military handgun instead of the P320.
Well, I think they competed or they entered in that competition, but I don't think that they were as modular as the military wanted.
Yeah, but the whole modularity issue with those guns, what does that mean when you're in the field?
I don't know. I think it makes it easier. Obviously, you know, if you break your grip or something, your grip cracks, or you can swap it out pretty darn easily. Just swap out the fire control group. And in fact, if I'm remembering correctly, and I'm very old and these things get jumbled up in my brain, but I think the 509 was the result of the Army's handgun competition.
Right.
You know what FN put together for that competition. Obviously, they weren't selected. The P320 was, but I think that's what brought about the 509.
Right. And now we have the they've got a 10 millimeter on that, the 510. They've got a 45, the 545.
Yeah.
I mean,
so we've got both those big bores, and we've got those in for review right now. Those are great guns.
I'd like to hear about the 10 millimeter. I'm very high on the 10 millimeter round. I think that is the only problem. The 10 millimeter to me is the same as the 300 blackout. Lots and lots of potential, a really good round. Why is it so darned expensive?
Yeah, it's supply and demand.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess, Dan. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. This is not an article, by the way. Maybe this should be an article, but this is just me and Dan talking about some things we got going on. So, but, of course, the other stuff that you can find at thetruthaboutguns.com is equally as compelling as just me and him talking, although some of the talks he and I have got to be really good. I don't know if they ever inspire you to go write an article, but if they don't, I'm kind of thinking maybe they should, Dan. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Lock and Load, and talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com, and apparently, I don't remember which, it was amalgamated something or other, but there's certain bankers and certain leftists would love to track your gun purchases if they could, if you bought them with a credit card, or I guess even a debit card, but it's not always a slam dunk. What's happening now regarding that, Dan?
Well, yeah, this is the brainchild of the CEO of Amalgamated Bank, which is a union-owned bank and is known informally as the official bank of the Democratic Party. And they, her idea for fighting quote-unquote gun violence was to create a tracking code, a merchant code that would be unique for gun stores. And she wanted to track what she considered to be disturbing or unusual sales of guns and ammunition. The credit card companies told her she was nuts. There's no good way to do that. You know, even when somebody walks into a gun store and buys things, it doesn't break it out into guns and ammo and holsters. All they know is there's a dollar amount. There's, you know, $500. And that could have been holsters and cleaning gear and a pistol safe and all that, or it could have been an M&P M2.09 millimeter. They just don't know that. But she was successful enough and got the International Standards Organization to adopt the code. When that happened, the bank signed on, starting with Discover, and after Discover did it, then Amex and Visa and MasterCard joined in. That, however, caused a backlash. A number of state attorneys general wrote to the banks and said, you don't really want to do this because we're going to sue the hell out of you if you start doing this. The latest thing, and then the banks also announced about maybe 6 weeks ago or so, that they were all backing off for technical reasons. Of course, they weren't sure how they're going to do this. They want to make sure they want to do it right. Really what was happening is they were worried about it. Number one, they were right at the beginning before they got mau-mau'd into it. There is no good way for them to track these purchases in any meaningful way and know who's buying a lot of ammo or a lot of guns or whatever. But then there were the legal threats. Now, the state of Florida has just passed a bill, and Governor DeSantis has signed into law a bill which will outlaw the use of that tracking code in the state of Florida. And some people think these things don't work, but they
actually do. We can tell you for a fact that they do because a number of states enacted similar laws against anti-gun banks a few years ago. A number of banks, after a couple of high-profile shootings, announced that they weren't going to do business with any gun companies that sold AR-15s or sold guns to anyone under 21 years old, that type of thing. So what a number of states did, including Texas and Louisiana, is they said, okay, any gun, any banks that have anti-gun lending policies such as that will not be underwriting our municipal bonds. And that all of a sudden hit them right in the bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
And that hurt them bad, especially in the state's biggest Texas. And there was actually an article over the weekend where Citibank is now coming groveling to Attorney General Ken Paxton saying, oh, we're going to change our policies. Please let us underwrite your bonds again. Because they're losing hundreds of millions of dollars in fees because of their anti-bank or anti-gun policy. So this kind of incentive from a state like Florida, and my guess is they're not going to be the last state to do this, is a really great way of fighting back.
Right. Well, I mean, as far as them actually doing anything at this particular point, while there's nothing in place for them to actually track a gun purchase, is there?
You know, now, again, when a gun store rings up a purchase, let's say you buy a gun and you buy a box of ammo and you buy a holster and you buy, or you're in Cabela's and you buy a tent and you buy a knife and you buy a pair of binoculars.
Right.
And no guns. But you ring it up at the gun counter. It's going to come up under whatever that code is, theoretically, and the bank has no way of knowing what makes up the total of $899, whatever it is you spent that day,
right,
breaking it out and figuring out how much was a gun, how much was ammo, how much was other assorted junk that nobody cares about. So, and again, the banks told them this. The banks knew this was going to be the case, but they were shamed and pressured into it by the anti-gun left, by Amalgamated Bank, and by anti-gun politicians, some of whom are in the Senate, and wrote a letter to these banks that,
right,
you know, if you were really good people and really cared about people not dying, you would do this.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Sure. Right. Well, see, here's the thing. The thing about this and the thing that makes this sort of insidious is, like I said, right now they don't actually have the mechanism to actually track a gun sale. But that doesn't mean that would not develop later on down the road. And it would already be codified and in place if this is allowed to go forward. And right now, as it is, it's not really all that... I don't know how this would actually work, and I don't know what they would have to do to get it to where they could get that sort of detail. But if they start if they start doing that now on that, think of everything.
Exactly. Technology marches on, and at some point they're going to have a way to get more granular on what it is you buy and figure it out.
Right.
Because the banks are going to want to sell that information to people, you know, who want to know, you know, if you're buying. I don't know, if you're buying Coke, Pepsi's going to want to know and figure out how to advertise to get you a switch or whatever. But that's going to also include things like guns, like ammunition.
Right.
And, again, I think that Florida will not be the last state to do that. Texas and Florida seem to be very competitive. My guess is that now that Florida has done this, Texas legislators are going to want to have the same law on the books here. I'm hoping so. And when you get a couple of very big states like that, who are outlawing this kind of thing, it makes it very, it's all the more difficult for the banks. It makes the, anything that they do less meaningful if they can't do it in, high population, states such as ours. So let's hope this spreads.
Yeah. We're going to see. I'm sure they're going to try to do other things as we go along. And that's the thing, though. All of this is, most of this stuff is all doomed to failure, isn't it? It's all doomed to be pulled back at some point because of Bruin.
I don't know that Bruin would have any bearing on whether bank track purchases or not. That doesn't limit you unless and until it gets to the point where people are prevented from buying because they've passed some arbitrary purchase limit or something like that. Obviously, that would be an infringement on your right to keep and bear arms.
Right.
I'm sure there's all kinds of ways that could be used to do that, but having the code in place per se probably would be something covered by Bruin. It's just what they would then do with that information,
right?
And how they may restrict you in your purchases down the line.
Well, I just look at it as gun control. To me, is I don't see what the point of it is. Technology, despite how it marches on right now, it still has its limitations. It hasn't gotten where they would like for it to be. They'd really love to. I guess this is sort of an equilibrium sort of existence they'd like to see us in. But anyway, in any event, before I run out of time, thank you very much for joining me today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Dan is going to be on the road, so he's going places and doing things and moving the needle wherever he goes. And I appreciate him coming on. Check him out at thetruthaboutguns.com. Hour number 3 is inbound coming up next. This is going to be our first conversation of the week with writer Dean Weingarten. No telling what he's been into. He's on the road, too. All the big writers that I know are on the road. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.